The editor and publisher of the Los Angeles Times are leading a mutiny at one of the nation's largest media companies. They are rejecting demands from the Tribune Company that they make more cuts at their paper. In addition to the LA Times, Tribune also owns the Chicago Tribune, Newsday, and 8 other dailies, as well as 26 television stations and the Chicago Cubs. As NPR's David Folkenflik reports, the move is putting pressure on Tribune to sell the Times.
The fight that erupted in Los Angeles forces this question to the surface. Can top-flight newspapers owned by publicly traded companies serve both investors and the public? Last night, Tribune CEO Dennis Fitzsimon said resoundingly, yes. He sent a letter telling concerned civic leaders the LA Times had enjoyed an unprecedented spurt of Pulitzer Prizes, new investment in equipment, and a stronger focus on local news since Tribune bought the paper in 2000. But former editor John Carroll says the Times would be much better served by local ownership that accepts more modest profits. He was appointed by Tribune after the purchase of the Times, but left little over a year ago, largely in protest.
At the New York Times and the Washington Post, there is much greater interest on the part of the top executives in fulfilling an obligation to society. In Tribune Company, one gets the feeling that there really is only one constituency to whom the leadership is playing, and that is Wall Street and the funds who own the stock.
According to a person knowledgeable about the Times' operations, Tribune is demanding the Times increase its profits each year by 7%. Because revenues aren't growing, there's been a constant cycle of cuts. A little over 2 weeks ago, the Tribune Company's top newspaper executive, Scott Smith, delivered the latest. The LA Times had to eliminate another $10 million in costs before the end of the year. And the paper was told it had to pare back from 930 journalists to roughly 800. A staff that size could still cover foreign and Washington news, and it would still be one of the largest news departments in the country, roughly that of the Washington Post. Publisher Jeff Johnson is a former Tribune executive. He concluded the ability to attract advertisers and readers in the sprawling multilingual region would be damaged. Tribune is proposing a news staff 30% smaller than the one it inherited, and the business side, especially circulation, has also taken repeated hits. Johnson told the Times, newspapers can't cut their way into the future. So Johnson and editor Dean Baquet refused their marching orders. Charlie Bobrinskoy is vice chairman of Ariel Capital Management, which owns 6% of Tribune stock. He says corporations can't tolerate such blatant dissent.
The current situation with the local management of the LA Times saying no to their bosses is not sustainable.
Here's the hard math behind the bitter struggle. Internet and cable competitors are peeling off advertisers. At the Dallas Morning News, the Philadelphia Inquirer, and even the New York Times, the ranks of reporters have been slashed as owners seek to reassure investors. At Tribune, the stock price has dropped sharply. A former Tribune Company executive spoke to NPR on condition of anonymity. He says the Times is quite profitable, but it almost doesn't matter, as it's not enough to help lift the value of Tribune stock. The paper is making more than 20% a year in operating profits on revenues exceeding $1 billion a year. But the hometown Chicago Tribune runs a much leaner outfit, making about 30%, and corporate executives want to bring the Times in line. Concern for the paper's fortunes has reached to circles beyond journalists and investors. A group of 20 influential civic leaders wrote Fitzsimons last week in protest. Steve Sabarov is a developer who helped to arrange the letter.
We know the difference between economies of scale and laying off columnists, entertainment writers, etc.
Three Los Angeles billionaires, Eli Broad, Ron Burkle, and David Geffen, have separately offered to buy the paper. So far, the company says the Times is not for sale. Charlie Bobrinskoy of Ariel Capital Management says Tribune should listen more carefully.
The stock market is right now not valuing diversified media companies. So the board of the company has to decide, are they going to take advantage of some of these very attractive offers to purchase some assets?
Tribune and Times executives declined repeated and detailed requests for comment. The company's board will meet Thursday. The mutiny in Los Angeles is expected to be on the agenda. David Folkenflik, NPR News.